I'm here with Nathan Relkin, who's giving our devotional today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Nathan, your talk is about the blessings of true conversion. How did you decide on this topic when they asked you to give the devotional address?
Sure. Probably the first thing that came to my mind is, I feel sometimes I'm either talking to my wife or talking to friends of mine, and they see obvious blessings, but then they have a harder time seeing some of the things that are, to me, they're more innate blessings. And so I felt like, as I prayed about it, I came to the realization that part of the conversion process is what helps you see those innate blessings. And so to me, I was like, how can I try to express that to folks so that they can try to tap into that as well and have kind of that same experience?
I know during this devotional, you're going to have some interaction with the audience using their cell phones. First, for devotional, I think. How did you come to that decision?
Well, again, it was another opportunity for the Spirit to guide, because I felt like there was something missing. And then I also received some prompts from University Relations, just to be thinking about what types of interactive things we could do. And as I went back to my office and prayed about it, this was one that I felt like would be a great way to just kind of introduce people to the situation, kind of learn a little bit about the audience as well, so that then I could kind of focus and answer some of the different types of things they're going to bring up.
Yeah. Are you anticipating any types of things, or what kind of questions are you asking them on?
So I'm asking them about their conversion experience, kind of what type of experience they had in the past. If it was line by line, if it was a major life-touching event, those types of things. Just again, so that hopefully the Spirit can soften their heart, and that as I deliver the message, then the Spirit will be able to help them realize some of those things.
I know sometimes in the church we talk about converts and people who've grown up in the church. You found the church in your 20s, so we'd call you a convert, but really everybody needs to be converted, right?
That's right. And again, I think that's part of the key is whether it's you're converted to the church or whether you're born in the covenant and you actually then have one of those experiences, or again, experiences over time that truly transform your heart. Because to me, when that happens, it changes your perspective. I mean, it did for me, and I've seen it in other people as well. So I know that, like you said, whether you're brought to the church or whether you were born into the church, when you have that type of experience and you start to see the blessings and the experiences that come from that, to me, it just gets you more excited.
Yeah. What are some of the blessings you've seen since you joined the church?
So for me, I was actually a loner kind of guy. Was kind of worried about even getting married one day. And immediately, I met my wife at my baptism. So to me, I was like, well, blessings are coming pretty quickly now. but again, other things over time, just to be able to see, there might be physical circumstances where we were worried about, well, how is this going to happen? Or how are we going to be able to make it? We were coming to BYU, Idaho, and we were kind of thinking we, at the time, kind of had to have two incomes. And so then actually a couple weeks before I got here, we accepted the job anyway. I started to come on out, and about 2 weeks before, my wife was able to grab something. And so again, it seems like every time where there's not quite an answer, those blessings just fall into place. And that's, it just reaffirms it. Every time I have, even now, Joanna will ask me sometimes, she'll be like, how do you have such calmness about that situation? I'm like, I just know that if we keep doing these right things, that Heavenly Father continues to lay those steps out and bring those blessings when we need them. And that's amazing.
Yeah. What are some of those right things for you that are the most important to do?
Again, probably it's listening to the Spirit. I think sometimes we can get very busy in our lives, and the busyness leads us to start acting a little more regimented or logical, and we get away from where the Spirit might actually guide us. And so to me, it's definitely making sure we take the time to stop, pause, and listen to what the Spirit has to say to us. So I think that's probably a big one. I think another one really is reading conference talks, for me at least. As I read conference talks, those are another opportunity for me to kind of see, realign. I'll hear something the brethren have said, and it just makes sense. And then I, again, apply that to my personal situation. So to me, definitely the conference talks is another big thing.
Yeah. They asked you to give this devotional talk, what, a few months ago?
A few months ago, yeah.
How have you changed from that phone call to now?
Well, again, you know, I don't know that I've necessarily seen all of the changes, you know, but I feel like definitely just being asked to do something I feel like is important because of the messages that need to be relayed, and people need to hear these messages. And so to me, I'm kind of a guy that prefers to kind of be in the background. But doing this kind of helped me realize that in some cases I need to be able to step forward. I need to be able to, you know, after praying about it and thinking about it, share whatever the Lord has placed on my heart. If I don't do that, then I'm not actually, you know, serving in the way that I need to. I'm holding something back. And so this has kind of helped me realize again that even though I might prefer to be, you know, kind of in the background, that sometimes the Lord needs us to play particular roles and do particular things. And we need to be able to be responsive to that and do so.
Sometimes as you're gathering thoughts and writing a devotional talk, you'll prepare something, but it doesn't quite make the final draft. Is there anything that you had to leave on the cutting room floor?
Not in this case. I actually think this was a case where Heavenly Father laid out the different things that I needed to put in here, and I don't feel like there's anything that I kind of left on the table.
If there was one takeaway for students after they hear your talk, what would that be?
Probably that I hope that they will really realize that if they do take the time and they do pray and contemplate about the blessings of true conversion, that they will begin to see those things. And they'll start to see that they have blessings all around them. And I think that's the difficulty, is we run into problems, circumstances, whatever it may be, that really get us down, and we get focused on the actual individual thing that's happening, you know, and sometimes we feel like it's to us. And we think about that so often because we're trying to deal with it. But really, as you take a step back, you're able to see some of those other things that can actually help lift you. And so I hope they'll be able to look around them and they'll see those other pieces that can help lift them and carry them through that, you know, situation, trial, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Nathan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.